America, Kate Delaney hanging with you here on America Tonight. Yes, we have a new number, and I'll get to that in a second. And, of course, you can still hit us on AmericaTonight.net. We've got shots fired at another unsuccessful attempt, this time to hijack a U.S. flagged ship off the coast of Somalia. And we've got the governor of Texas declaring sovereignty for the Lone Star State, saying they can't get it right, basically, in Washington. So let's step aside and do it our way and let them get out of Texas's hair. No pun intended. You know, because he has good hair and all that stuff. Have you ever seen a picture of him? What do you think if you're listening to me in Iowa and you're frustrated, Kentucky, and you're frustrated, California, and you're frustrated? Man, you're living in California, you're frustrated. Because that state is drowning in debt. People are losing jobs right and left. They are going belly up in a big, big way, bleeding, I think, the worst of all the states. And I'll tell you, this will get under your skin for everything that happened at Gitmo. And, oh, we were so horrible to the people at Gitmo, and it's terrorism, and the United States can't do that, and we don't do that, and all that sort of stuff. Comes the story of the prisoner who phones Al Jazeera for an interview, saying he was severely beaten for refusing to leave his cell. How does this happen? First of all, how does this call happen? The detained Gitmo male phoned the TV network saying that he was beaten, right? His name is Mohammed Al-Jarani, 21 years old, from Chad, saying that he gets beaten with batons and sprayed with tear gas. And, of course, then those comments get pumped up on the website. And, you know, the U.S. has never allowed journalists to interview the prisoners. How Al Jazeera got the interview, managed to speak with him, you know, who knows? So do you believe that he is being beaten with a baton and sprayed with tear gas? Here's what happened. He said he refused to leave his cell because he wasn't permitted to interact with other people that were detained, and he was denied what he called normal food. So then he said a group of six soldiers in protective gear removed him from the cell and beat him, breaking one of his front teeth. So, of course, a U.S. judge ordered his release, dismissing as unreliable the military's allegations that he was part of Al-Qaeda and worked for the Taliban in Afghanistan. So he's basically held in a section of Guantanamo where prisoners are permitted more privileges while he's waiting to get out. Now, let me tell you the story about him. He was picked up in Pakistan in 2001 at a mosque by local police, then turned over to the U.S. in 2002. He was one of the first detainees, one of the youngest. Because, you know, there's about 240 at the base in Cuba. Most suspected of terrorism or have some link to Al-Qaeda or the Taliban. Yeah, we're not just saying some random terroristic bunch. So here's the question, fair or foul? I'm going to call foul on this because, one, I'm going to say it's probably exaggerated what the reports are. Two, of course, it brings up the whole Gitmo thing again and the eyes of the world scowling, you know, burning a hole in us that it's such an evil, evil place, which we could have a five-hour discussion. We could probably have three shows, actually, on what really happened at Gitmo and what was exaggerated and what really should happen there. Because you got to remember this. Once Gitmo closes, guess where everybody's coming? Yeah, the good old USA. Why? Because the countries don't want these guys back. So if they're such great guys or they're falsely being accused, wouldn't you think their native nation would embrace them? And the answer to that is no. Big fat no. Coming to a prison soon near you, perhaps in Virginia. So I mentioned the attack, and of course I mentioned this crazy Gitmo prisoner calling Al Jazeera. I mean, you know, ultimately, what should be done with these guys is the nation should be forced to take them based on some of the ugly accusations that I think were overly inflated and exaggerated toward the treatment and what the United States was doing. But we started also, too, with this attack, and I got to give you the quick details on this. So shots were fired. Luckily, nobody was hurt. They called for the Bainbridge to help them. And what the United States is saying, or at least what the Secretary of Defense is saying, that there's no need to beef up the military against these pirates. One, it would cost a bloody fortune. There's no definite way to do that. It's international waters. Others in the international community would have to be involved. You could have convoys, but you have so many ships that go through there that it'd be pretty tough coordinating that. And of course, there's Navy not far from the area, and there's other people that could come to the aid of somebody in distress, but not quickly enough. And remember, these are kind of slow-moving giant vessels, and you're talking about pirates usually in speedboats. And we already know my answer to this. I'm not going to hit you over the head with it again. But I did get a couple of emails on some thoughts on it, and we'll read those later. AmericaTonight.net. I said I'd give out the 800 number if you want to weigh in on Gitmo and the prisoner making the call to Al Jazeera. Gee, how did he get that number? Or how to evade the attacks, and is Secretary Gates correct in his assessment that there's no way to beef this up, this is just criminal activity? Or did Governor Perry in Texas get it right? Things are so screwed up and bogged down in Washington. Thank you very much. We'll handle things ourselves in the great state of Texas. And maybe other states will step forward and say the same thing. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Of course, that means you can't take that stimulus money. And Perry kind of got into hot water with some of his constituents because he didn't want the unemployment benefits extended because he wasn't going to take any of the money. And speaking of what goes on in Washington, funny thing, this is, of course, radio, but you have somebody dressed up like a pig. What do you think he's talking about? It's not a scene from Deliverance being reenacted. No, it's calling out some of the top congressional porkers. Citizens Against Government Waste. Lawmakers asking for $20 billion in earmarks in their home states in 2009. You know, that's a 15% increase in funding from last year. So there's a press conference Tuesday in D.C. You had live mascots, two Vietnamese pot-bellied pigs, Citizens Against Government Waste doing their annual pig book and detailing all of the special projects. So check out what the projects are. The projects amounted to 11,610. So you had all these people in Congress saying that the earmarks were reduced. But if you look at this pig book and just reading some of it, obviously somebody's not doing correct math. This year's spending bill included 221 anonymous earmarks that accounted for $7.8 billion of the spending that nobody wanted to take credit for. Ooh, we have some ugly details. We're going to get to that in just a second. 1-800-259-5791. Kate, hanging with you here on America Tonight.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
You absolutely have a bloody well right to say what you think, and that's why these tea parties, I think, are a good thing, and I don't understand why so many people are mocking the tea party idea. The fact that you can rally people, get them out across the country to protest about the taxes and the divide that's getting bigger and bigger, and why taxpayers are so frustrated and feel like they're getting abused, I think that's good. There's power to the people. I say it all the time. It's better to have action instead of all this reaction afterwards. So it's about time that people really organized and got out there and went out to these rallies. And it's a perfect time when we talk about all this pork barrel spending and the pig book being released, which, you know, has a list of all the projects and all that other sort of stuff. And there has been a little bit of a reform, but certainly not enough. That there's not more of a reduction in wasteful spending. I mean, the earmarks. Remember when at first the president had a chance to draw that line in the sand. He got the $410 billion spending bill, and there was all the pork in it. But still not enough was done. And I went and I looked and broke down some of the states. And the most earmarked dollars, $256.8 million. And where does all this money go into? Well, you could talk about Hawaii. You had two of the reps there, the Democratic reps, who brought in close to $500 million. You could split it down, and then it would be $256 basically a piece. Then South Dakota, after that, $230 million. Mm-hmm. And then you could go to Virginia, with 183.5 million. How about Alaska, 167.5 million of the various Congress folks, like Bill Young, who's a Republican from Alaska. That would be his earmarks. Or Congressman Jim Moran, Democrat from Virginia, with the 183 and change. There has got to be a way to limit that. I mean, I didn't even hit the top five either. And who was the number one in the U.S. Senate? Mississippi Senators Thad Cochran and Roger Wicker, both Republicans, were first and third in overall requests, and they got $1 billion in government cash for their state. Wow, $1 billion. And Hawaii, of course, complaining about how much they are drowning with the economic recession because of the tourist dollars fading away. Hawaii actually was second with almost half a million. Then you had Senator Robert Byrd from West Virginia, and he was like at 386. I hope I'm not boring you with this list, but I love this list. Tom Harkin, the Democrat from Iowa, 382 million. Give me a break. And then people that are going to the tea parties are getting criticized? No. I think it's so much better to express yourself, and maybe the frustration bubbles over enough that something more is done. And you might think that Rick Perry, kind of a wackadoodle, the governor, saying that, declaring sovereignty. But I think it says something. Frustration in a different way, completely related to the way things work on the Beltway. So look at this financial mess. I'm glad the tea parties are happening. I'm glad that more people are signing up and saying they're going to go to them. I mean, there's even a text number now that you can hit, and you can text and Twitter and all that other stuff from all the various states that are doing it. I mean, what happens when the money's gone and everything is back to the way it was? This is not how things were supposed to work. I mean, corruption has turned into something completely different. I can't even come up with a word, a creative word, to describe what's happening. These ridiculous earmarks. That's stupidity. Here's the first thing: if you want a tax cut, start cutting the earmarks, right? I think so. 800-259-5791, or you can hit me up at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Hey, coming up on our next show on America Tonight, we're going to talk with Harry Rinker about collectibles. A lot of people selling valuable things on eBay and in consignment stores. Not necessarily even valuable things, just unique things to make money. Figuring out ways to get rid of some of the junk they have and pay off some of the debt that they have that continues to mount. We're seeing this more and more and more, and so we'll talk about that. Even an upswing in garage sales in those warm weather places, because I know a lot of people are still under kind of cooler temperatures, but there's been a rise of that as well. Also, we'll talk with Easy Ticket Mike about what's happening in the sports world. We'll dive into baseball and, of course, playoffs and the nitty-gritty starting to happen on the ice and on the hardwoods as well. And then we have a few other surprises. A tax hump day giveaway. It's just a little mini giveaway. I can't give away all the details either. So you'll have to tune into the next show if you want to participate in that. Obviously, people not happy with the direction of where things are going, which is why I think that I think people are wrong when they say the tax parties are ridiculous and this is right-wing extremism and, you know, whatever kind of label you want to throw on it. It's certainly not right-wing extremism. I think that it's good that there's a place where people can go and express themselves, whether it's in Arizona, whether it's in Florida, whether it's, you know, in Philadelphia. It doesn't matter. This is good, finally, fighting back at least anyway, vocally, right? At least vocally. Ultimately, what does this mean? Ultimately, will we see any kind of a change? Because there'll be the awareness will be raised? Yeah. I think we've had enough with the stimulus, with all the monies that have been handed out. And that is why I think the crowds that are estimated to show up in Chicago, to show up in parts of Florida, to show up in Arizona, to show up in Texas are going to be much bigger than expected at the so-called, I love the name, the so-called tea parties, right? If you go to a tea party, please call us on America Tonight because I want to get a report from the crowd as to what it was really like. Make sure on the next show, because we'll check in about and find out what the tea parties were like, but make sure you call us if you happen to be driving to one of those tea parties. Another big story that I haven't even touched here, and we're going to talk about it before we skedaddle, is going to be North Korea, because the North Koreans are basically doing a big finger to the United States and to the UN, as they say. They're going to continue the reactors. They're not paying attention to any so-called threats of, you know, not we'll shut you down, but any so-called threats of sanctions doesn't seem to at all penetrate Kim Jong-il. They said that they're going to restart the what we are calling the rogue nuclear program, and that means booting UN inspectors and pulling out of disarmament talks. And this is the reaction to the Security Council's condemnation of the rocket launch that happened on April 5th. As they ordered everybody out as quickly as possible, they're removing seals and cameras and everything else. They're immediately ceasing all cooperation. That pretty much was the presser that they released. And they're forging ahead with reprocessing of spent fuel. White House didn't have much to say about that other than that they have to cease their provocative threats. See, here's what I wonder. How often do you let this go? How do you decide where the line has to be drawn where you let Kim Jong-il do what he wants to do? And, okay, so we're not going to have – there's not going to be the talks anymore. And North Korea is one of the poorest countries in the world. Are they going to abandon the talks altogether? Don't they need to import some of that stuff and export some of that stuff? I think it's going to get pretty tight in North Korea. Coming up on the flip side, a conversation with Mike Robbins. You don't want to miss here on ATN.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell him you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor. Absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
What spring is like on Jupiter.
All right, here's a great non-sequitur for all of you listening to America Tonight. You're listening to Diana Krall right there. That's a little bit of her. She is married, did you know, to Elvis Costello. Yeah, the rocker from England. And here's a brush with fame. I was in California on my way to Hawaii, I guess in January, and the restaurant where we were, on the outskirts of Beverly Hills, there he was with the two little toe-headed children. They have twin boys. And she wasn't anywhere to be found, but he was pushing them out of the restaurant. So a good daddy at that, or presumably anyway, right? All right, coming up, we're going to talk with Mike Robbins. He's a speaker, seminar leader, and he's got a new book out. And it's, I bet, bound to be fantastic. Be yourself. Everyone else is already taken. Hey, Mike, are you with us?
I am. Hey, Kate, how are you?
Yeah, I figured you were probably like on North Shore somewhere partaking in some great meal, and we just pulled you away from like a hot table of people.
No, I wish I could say, you know, my book literally just came out yesterday, and we're doing this big online launch today, and I'm sort of operating on a couple hours sleep the last few nights, and I completely spaced. So my apologies. I know we were supposed to talk a few minutes ago, but I'm glad to be on, and hope you're doing well. I know we had a chance to chat a while back, and it's good to be back on your show.
Yeah, it's good to be back with you, too. Sometime we're going to have to get you on, and we're just going to talk baseball.
Hey,
now we're back into the season.
Anytime, you know?
Because that's the other side of you that people are realizing, that was your dream. You were going to be Mr.
Yeah.
Baseball player. That was it, right?
I was, you know, from the time I was little. I started playing T-ball at 7 and grew up out here in the Bay Area. I'm an Oakland A's fan. Who's your team, Kate?
Philadelphia Phillies.
Oh, you're a Phillies fan. Well, hey,
yeah.
It's been a good run the last few years. But, yeah, and so, you know, I played baseball growing up. I actually got drafted by the Yankees out of high school. Didn't end up signing because I got a chance to play college baseball at Stanford, where I got to pitch in the College World Series, which was pretty cool. And then I got drafted by the Kansas City Royals and, you know, signed a pro contract, was working my way up to the big leagues, left-handed pitcher. And unfortunately, my third season in the minors with Kansas City, I went out to pitch one night and threw one pitch, tore ligaments in my elbow, and ended my career when I was 23.
Yeah, so, but you know, the good thing is, Mike, is that you moved on right away to writing books and giving speeches and made that leap, right?
Yeah, you know, it wasn't quite an overnight thing. You know, I ended up in the .com world for a couple years while that was sort of booming in the late 90s, and you know, it was interesting, but definitely not anything I was passionate about, and was definitely soul searching, like, who am I, what's important to me, and I had this, you know, yearning inside me that I wanted to teach, I wanted to write, I wanted to speak, I wanted to, you know, share anything I could that might help and inspire other people, but, you know, I was in my mid to late 20s, and I'm thinking, you know, who the heck's going to listen to me, and what ended up happening was that when I got laid off from my .com, I decided to just sort of take the leap, and I started speaking, and I started coaching, and I started to at least dabble into this dream of ultimately writing books. And this was now, you know, 10 years ago or so. And over the last 10 years, I've had the good fortune of getting a lot of help and support and mentorship and learning a lot of things along the way. And, you know, writing my first book, Focus on the Good Stuff, that I know we talked about a couple of years ago, I talked a lot in that book about my experience as a baseball player. And what it taught me when it was all said and done was the only regret that I had was I didn't fully appreciate it. While it was happening, I was too busy trying to make it. And that's a lot of the work that I do when I'm speaking or coaching or leading workshops. And then this new book, Be Yourself, Everyone Else Has Already Taken, really kind of takes the next step in talking about authenticity. Who are we? What's important to us? What do we really think and feel? And, you know, what's our authentic expression, if you will, in the world in terms of what we do or how we communicate or how we operate, which I don't know about you, but I find it challenging, actually. It's not the easiest thing, even though I wrote a book about it. And I think most of us want the people around us, whether they're our friends or family or coworkers or our political leaders, our, you know, whoever, to be authentic, to be real. But we really got to look in the mirror and ask ourselves, you know, how authentic and real am I?
Boy, it's so well said. Because, you know, I say this all the time, a lot of times, and it's just the way I guess a lot of us are designed, or what all the stuff we grow up with, the layers.
Yeah.
But you meet people's, and you like them, but you meet somebody's representative. You don't always meet the real person, don't you think?
It's true. It's like a proxy, right? It's like not quite them. You know, the metaphor that I use in the book, which is an overused metaphor, but it's still applicable and relevant, is that of an iceberg, right? It's like, you know, we're just popping out the tip of the iceberg, the top, you know, 10%, that we try to clean it up and shine it up. And, right, you and I get on the radio and I try to sound like I know what I'm talking about. So people go, boy, you know, that guy knows what he's talking about. But it's hiding all this other stuff, right, all the time,
right,
for all of us.
Right.
And, you know, Look, it doesn't mean we have to walk around, you know, sharing our most intimate, deep, dark secrets with every single person that we meet. But at some level, it's so funny that the stuff that we hide, you know, one of the many examples and realizations of this that I've had over the course of my life. I was actually pretty young when this happened. I was still playing ball right around the time my baseball career ended, but it was separate from that. The woman I'd been dating for a number of years, her father passed away very suddenly. You know, and we were in our 20s, and she had younger siblings. It was really tragic. You know, the guy was only 50 years old, and they had a big family. And anyway, we were back at their house in Connecticut. We'd flown out from California to go back for the funeral. And it was, you know, as you can imagine, just a very sad, difficult time. But one of the things that ended up happening was there was a handful of legal, financial things that weren't in order that needed to be. And myself and my girlfriend at the time's brother and uncle were down in the basement of their house, like digging through financial documents and records. And this guy in particular was very, very private about money, and it was a big issue. Like, I remembered that coming up a lot. And there I was, like, digging through all of his, like, private financial record, you know what I mean? Like the stuff.
Sure.
And I remember thinking to myself, you know, if this was 2 weeks ago and he was still alive, number one, I never would be down here. Number two, if he caught me down here, I would be in like so much trouble. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the thing is that all of us do that. It's like we hide all this stuff. Oh, people can't find out this horrible thing about me, whatever the heck it is, right? And then people find out about it anyway, and it's like no big deal. Or sadly, something tragic happens and we're no longer here, and then everyone finds out anyway, or whatever. It's like, why do we spend so much time and energy trying to hide all this stuff when, you know, we all got weird stuff going on anyway?
You know, it's, I think it's so true. I call it, it's like the box underneath the bed.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of guy friends. I have a lot of female friends, but I have a lot of guy friends, maybe because I was in sports too and all that stuff. And so I feel like I'm the confessor, and people are pretty open with me, but then they're not open with the people around them, the other people. And then they'll say, well, don't say so-and-so to so-and-so. And it's usually nothing big, and I don't think anybody really cares.
Well, I know it's, and we, you know, we take ourselves so seriously, right? Like, I will joke sometimes with my wife, Michelle, and say, do you have any idea how important I think I am, right? And it's, you know, the idea that, like, we think our secrets or our fear or our insecurity or even our ideas or our dreams or, you know, that, oh, I could never say that, or, you know, and again, it's, and I don't mean to be sort of making light of it in a disrespectful way, but I think if we can stop taking ourselves so seriously and realize at some level that there is so much power. You know, look, it's a very common used phrase. I think it originated from the Bible, and I'm not one who normally quotes the Bible, but the truth will set you free. And, you know, one of the quotes that I love was a variation on that that Gloria Steinem said many, many years ago, was the truth will set you free, but first it'll piss you off. And, you know, and I think it's true because sometimes hearing the truth or speaking the truth isn't always easy. It's not the path of least resistance. But I think if we all think back in our lives and the moments in our lives that have been the most pivotal, whatever that meant, mm-hmm. and sometimes it's been painful stuff and sometimes it's been amazing stuff and sometimes whatever, but it's like someone spoke a hard truth to us or something happened and we just were forced, whether we wanted to or not, to get real. And I think it doesn't have to take a tragedy or, you know, a major wake-up call or a sort of metaphoric 2x4 up the head for us to just get real. We can do it anytime we want.
Don't you think, too, that when you're more authentic, you have more freedom and you feel a little bit more confident about things?
Absolutely. You know, it takes a lot of energy to pretend. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, I think one of the big things, and I talk a lot about this, you know, one of the principles in my book is transform your fear. And my take on it, you know, it's not new and unique, but I think a little different in the sense that I'm not somebody that thinks fear in and of itself is bad. Look, it's detrimental. It's not the most exciting thing to experience, and we all know it gets in the way of stuff we want to do. But I think the bigger issue with fear, and I was, speaking of baseball, I was just down a couple weeks ago speaking to all the Arizona Diamondbacks players at spring training. Mm. And when I talk to athletes, which I don't do as often as I'd like, I mostly am speaking in the corporate world or doing, you know, workshops for people. But every now and again, I get an opportunity to go speak to some athletes or work with athletes, which is great because it's, you know, gets to
your background, yeah.
Yeah, it's like my two worlds colliding. But I talk to those guys about fear. And the funny thing is, you know, I'm in the room with 150 professional baseball players, and I know that crowd, you know.
Right.
No one in that room admits they're scared. That's like nobody does that, right? So I get up and talk to these guys and talk all about how scared I was as a baseball player, how scared I get in my life, whether it's speaking in front of groups, even though I do it for a living, whether it's, you know, sometimes trying to do the best I can and being humbled by how challenging it is for me to be a father of two beautiful little girls that half the time I think to myself, I can't believe I'm a dad. What am I doing, you know?
Right, right.
But just to share it, not from a place of like, oh, I'm all messed up and I'm screwed up and there's something wrong with me, but like, hey, this is how it is for me to be in my life. How is it for you to be in your life? And these guys I know are sitting there as professional baseball players with so much pressure on them, and that's true for all of us, whatever we do. But the thing is, very rarely do people admit that. You know, I was in the green room the other day before doing a TV interview, and it was kind of like a community show, and you know, I don't do a whole lot of TV. I do a little bit, but I'm no TV pro, and everyone else in the room was like one of their first times ever doing TV, so everybody was like terrified in the green room. And I started asking, hey, how you doing? And people are like talking about, well, I don't know, I'm going to say this, and what do you think about that? And they're like rehearsing their little thing they're going to do in their three-four-minute TV segment, right? And what I thought was funny was, no one got up on the set during the interview and said anything about being nervous. And they all were, myself included.
Right.
I mean, I ended up talking a little bit about it because I was talking about my book and authenticity and, you know.
Right.
But it's like we don't talk about the big elephant in the room all the time, which is there, whether it's our fear or our insecurity or whatever it is, you know.
Right, exactly. I love it. Be yourself. Everyone else is already taken. Mike Robbins. You can pick it up, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, all those great places. I wish you the best with this book, and we'll talk to you again, and we'll talk baseball next time.
Hey, sounds good. Okay, thanks for having me on.
All right, thanks, Mike. Great guy. Really, really an authentic person, I would say, too. Everybody strives for that, right? On the flip side, the odds and ends on the day.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned. And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping
shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Jump to News You Can Abuse here on America Tonight. Hey, everybody, by the way, Kate Delaney. The schedules for the NFL were released. This would be part normally of sports shorts. We just kind of skimmed over that today. But in the AFC, two of perhaps the best teams of 2008 are kicking off the season. Of course, the Pittsburgh Steelers, because they won the Super Bowl. They're hosting the Tennessee Titans. The complete schedule is released. How about that? Titans were number one seed in the AFC playoffs. They crumpled, but the Steelers won the Super Bowl, so they're going to play Thursday, September 10th. And check this out. The Dallas Cowboys, either love them or you hate them, they lead all teams with six nationally televised games, even without T.O. They opened their $1.1 billion stadium in a televised game on Sunday night against the New York Giants on September 20th. Wow. September 20th, the opener for the Dallas Cowboys. I've driven by that little shrine. It's a monstrosity. Huge. So we'll have more sports shorts with more scores and more updates on some interesting stories that are churning and burning in the world of sports in our next show, and of course on Thursday's show as well. We have a great surprise guest for you on Thursday. I'm not going to reveal it. As I said, we have a hump day giveaway tomorrow on tax day, so a lot of cool things happening on this show. Spread the word, americatonight.net, or again, our new 800 number. I know you're driving. It's hard to remember. I'll keep pounding it in. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Brannigan, that's the right number, isn't it? I have dyslexia when it comes to numbers, so I have to make sure. So after 3 years of saying the same number, you get used to it, and then switching over to the other one. I want to make sure I'm not steering people in the wrong direction. So anyway, we will dip into some of those things later, as I said, in the week, in the next couple of shows, and then we've got some great guests coming up the following week. But right now, let's do a little of that news that you can abuse, which means basically the silly, the ridiculous, the anything that falls into the odds and ends, actually, category. Isn't that great, that interview with Mike Robbins? So inspiring. It was such a great pitcher, too, a lefty. All right, this is kind of one of those weird deals that I almost don't want to tell you about, but I'm glad they caught this guy. In London, an unemployed chemist was jailed for spraying a mix of urine and feces. He did it on food, wine, and children's books. He did it in a couple of different British stores. He was sentenced to 9 years in prison after being found guilty on 4 counts of contaminating goods. The name Shannon Dalfi, that was the guy's name, that's what he did. How stupid. 9 years in prison. What was he getting out of that by spraying the urine and the feces on all that stuff? Give me a break. All right, here's another story that's a little bit strange, too. The deep doo-doo wouldn't do for a Texas cattle rancher. That was the headline I read earlier today on AP, so I thought, what's this all about? Turns out in Comanche, Texas, Mac Stark figures that cattle raisers can probably appreciate the name of his West Central Texas ranch and doesn't make any kind of an apology, he says, for the words in big black letters. It's on the steel arch over the dirt gravel driveway to get up to his abode. And it's the name is Deep Droppings Cattle Company. Right? No. That's what he wanted to call it. Deep Doo-Doo. Deep Droppings Cattle Company. Or Deep Excrement Cattle Company. He actually had like a little contest. 75-year-old guy had a little contest among the people in his life as to what was the best name for the ranch. Man, I gotta say, that might make you just kind of turn around, especially after that last story that I just threw out there. But here's the thing, cowboys know this, when you're traipsing around there in the cattle business, you are deep into it. You are actually stepping in pretty deep doo-doo, as they say. So you have to say he has a dry sense of humor. Anyway, somehow this was just revealed and became a big, interesting story. Hey, have you ever been, Matt, on a cattle ranch?
I've been on a farm, not a cattle ranch.
And the farm, you gotta kind of step around things too, though, don't you?
Oh, yes. And I was at my great uncle's farm one time. I almost drove a tractor into a pond. I was 10 years old, so.
Oh, they probably weren't happy with you, were they?
Well, I was a cute little kid at the time, so I got away with it.
Hey, that tractor got ruined. What were you thinking, buddy?
Yeah, exactly. But I got away with it, and, you know, it was just inches away. I couldn't remember where the brakes were and all that. You know, you get panicky.
Yeah, I understand. What do you think the dirtiest animals are? Do you think they're pigs?
I think so, yes.
I think pigs, too. I think pigs smell bad, too.
Although chickens are pretty bad, too.
Oh, I think chickens are awful. But I'd say pigs would be number one for me. And I just don't get, I understand when they're little babies, maybe, but I don't get the pot-belly pig thing. You know, George Clooney had a pot-belly pig. I don't get the whole excitement over having a pot-belly pig. And they get so big when they're little. Different story, but they get enormous, just enormous they grow, and then you've got a pot-belly pig. Crazy. Okay, here's another strange story, and this is why I call it news you can abuse, because it's not ha-ha funny. An Ohio woman is in prison for 60 days, and why? Because she ordered adult magazines in a neighbor's name during a feud. The 47-year-old woman said she wanted payback after being charged with a misdemeanor because of a complaint made by the other woman, so she thought, ha-ha, I'll get you. The neighbor told police she was billed hundreds of dollars for magazines like Playboy and Hustler. So when she was caught in the act, all she could do was plead no contest to felonious tampering with records, and that's why she's been in jail since March 16th. And all her husband could say is he can't believe she's in jail over this whole thing. Her lawyers actually asked the judge to suspend the sentence and saying it was her first felony conviction, but I guess they're not having a lot of mercy on her. Wow. And here, finally, in honor of Matt Johnson and his affinity for farms, or the tractor store anyway, that was kind of cute, He's right. I think he wouldn't have gotten away with that if he had been older. A Michigan farmer whose ewe gave birth to twins found himself carefully counting sheep. He discovered three more lambs. Check it out. Yep, one of the ewes gave birth to quintuplets last week. Wonder if there's going to be a reality television show in the making. Michigan State University sheep expert Alan Colham says the chances of that breeding, or that breed rather, bearing multiple litter is 1 in 10,000. That's kind of exciting. So five babies, and since the ewe can't produce enough for all five babies, she has to have help feeding them every 6 hours. Oh, that'd be a real pain, wouldn't it? Time to get the milk. Find some milk. All right, of course, we have this day in history and birthdays, too, as well. Quickly, I'm going to jump to that as time is ticking away as we zig here and there and everywhere in between. That's what we traditionally do on America Tonight. If you haven't ever heard the show, let's jump right to it. It is April 15th. It is tax day. We've been talking about it off and on. I actually didn't give you very many good tax tips, sorry. Just make sure you file, even if you don't have the money, file something and then pay it later. Here's some of the things that that happened in the early hours of April 15th. The British luxury liner RMS Titanic sank in the North Atlantic off Newfoundland less than 3 hours after striking an iceberg. Wow, 1,500 people, of course, died. 1850, the city of San Francisco was incorporated. That's pretty exciting. In 1947, Jackie Robinson, baseball's first black major league player, made his official debut with the Brooklyn Dodgers on opening day. The Dodgers beat the Braves 5-3. Time for birthdays. Oh, we got some good ones for you. Yeah, I know. The little girl singing. It's the best we could do. We didn't want to beat you up with the Beatles because we told you about George Harrison earlier. Actress-screenwriter Emma Thompson is 50 years old, a big milestone for her. Heloise is 58. Actress Amy Wright is 59 years old. Rock musician Ed O'Brien from Radiohead is 41 years old. Actor Danny Pino is 35. Seth Rogen, oh, I think he is hilarious, is 27 years old. I'd probably pretty much go see anything that he was in or wrote. Actress Emma Watson is 19. You know Emma Watson from the series Harry Potter. And I'm going to leave you with this thought. History would be an excellent thing if only it were true.